Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1274. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I know that was earlier in the week, but I just thought I would do a little bit of a Dracula voice, you know. And today's Friday, we're doing a show about working with recruiters. Oh, the horrors! And the goal here is to help you be more effective. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts. And with the weekend coming up, I want to encourage you, take some of my classes on Skillshare. Skillshare is a site, and I've got a link in the show notes. It's got thousands of classes from people like me who have quality material that they offer to individuals. If you become a member of the site using the link in the show notes, you'll get 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. So again, that's Skillshare. Take my classes there on interviewing, salary negotiation, a whole host of different things, behavioral interviews, the top 10 questions you might ask, salary negotiation, and a whole host of different things I have available on Skillshare. Take my classes there and use the weekend well. And with that, let's get going, okay? Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Let me just talk with you for a second about the role of recruiters in your job search and some of the mistakes people make when they start working with recruiters. It's mistakes in attitude, mistakes that come from misunderstanding the role. So the language of job hunters is that I'm going to contact a recruiter who's going to help me find a job, or I'm going to contact a bunch of recruiters and they'll help me find a job. Ready? Wrong. That's not the case. Recruiters are hired by organizations and paid to find people who fill jobs. But, you know, they need me for this. And you're absolutely right, but you're a commodity. And I want you to hear that. If you think you're the only person in your market area who can do this job, you're deluding yourself. If you think you're the only person in the country who can do this job, you're deluding yourself. Job hunters are paid by corporations to find talent with specific backgrounds that can do the role. They're not there to help you transition 99.9% of the time. They are not there to be career coaches. They're not there to respond to your messages when you send a resume that says, "Hey, what do you think?" Give me a break. You're stealing time from them if you think they're going to critique your resume for you. And I have this happen to me all the time. People send me a message that says, "Take a look at my resume. Could you do a rewrite for me?" And they don't want to pay me anything for it. Like, help me understand why this I'm supposed to do this. Because we'll build a relationship. Yeah, right. I'll never hear from you again. And that's my experience. I've only done this for 40 years. So recruiters are there to fill jobs by finding people who have specific backgrounds and certain, you know, and match certain preferences that an organization has that are designed to, and are paid as a result. Next thing that people make this goofy association with is that recruiters are rude and unresponsive. Well, you're a spammer many times. You're sending resumes to recruiters, and in no way, shape, or form does your background fit what they're looking for. And you're expecting them to stop, say, "Okay, let me call this guy, even though I will never have anything for them." Or, "Stop, this woman wants to make a transition into a completely different field, and she has no background in this whatsoever, but she wants to do it." So I think the rudeness really comes from the fact that you're contacting them and have expectations that are unreasonable. So recognize that when you try to steal someone's time, the result winds up being that you're the rude one because you're making demands of them that are completely unreasonable. Next thing is, recruiters are not out to get job hunters the best comp that they have, that they can get. And the truth of the matter is, the recruiter wants to do the deal. Hear that one. A recruiter wants to do the deal. And the deal that they want to do is the one that their client is willing to pay them to deliver a candidate for. So, for example, if you're offered $60,000 or $100,000 or $250,000, but you are looking for, $67,500 or $110,000 or $275,000, just for the sake of argument. Well, you may think that they're trying to scam you here, but the reality is the client won't pay any more for you. So their circumstances, they're not going to be paid unless you're delivered to them. So they want to do that, and they're going to try to be persuasive about why your value is not as high as you think it is. Now, hopefully you did research at the beginning of your search. You did that, didn't you? Most people don't. So let's not kid ourselves. You probably didn't do research at the beginning of the search, other than to ask friends or family, who have no real knowledge. Hey, I think I'm worth such and such. What do you think? That's what most people think is research, and that's not the case. I've gone into that in other videos. I'll just simply say that for you as a job hunter, you need to understand your value. And because you want it doesn't mean that you have that value. If the market is rejecting you and you've been on a bunch of interviews and no offers, no callbacks, no problem, no interest, well, the market's telling you that you're not as good as you think you are and you don't have the value that you think you have. So recognize this, and you have to be the one that adapts, or be prepared to turn down an offer and go on to the next thing, which is perfectly fine. But understand that the recruiter's there to do the deal. Lastly, recruiters care about building long-term relationships with people. They want to help people become hiring managers and hunger from them, because that's really where they make more money. From your vantage point, you may think they're transactional, but that's because you've been a spammer most of the time. You've been submitting resume after resume after resume that in no way, shape, or form fits what they're looking for, wondering why you don't get a phone call. And if you think I'm wrong, folks, you got to live on my side of the desk and understand that I walk in a typical day to 150 to 200 emails and messages in my LinkedIn inbox and clients that want feedback on interviews that have taken place. But it's the job hunters who send resumes for very specific requirements. And I got to tell you, I try to write them in a very specific way so it's crystal clear what the client is looking for, that submit resumes that aren't even close, they're not even in the same industry, like the IT security role with risk management background applied to by the security guard. If you took 1 second to read the job description, you wouldn't apply, but you steal my time. So again, often the issue with job hunters isn't the recruiter, it's you. You're the problem here. Your behavior sets up this adversarial relationship. And I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm here to give you no BS job search advice, even if it makes you squirm.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or prestoexperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehire. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.